How to build a robot on a Node MCU, L298, and two motors. Here is a short mini project. Part 1. We are running a remote-controlled tank with two tracks. By the way, we will see how to connect the L298 to the motors, how to operate it with platform IO/Arduino, and how it can be controlled via Wi-Fi. The method shown here, however, will also be able to work just as well for the typical two-wheel drive robot chassis available to buy online. Blank. Main course. I will show the whole thing step by step so that a beginner can follow what I was running and how. In addition, I will try to simplify so that the project is not too demanding and complicated. The project will be divided into at least several parts, where I will gradually present the progress, solutions, and problems encountered. At this stage, I'm assuming that this is a toy that is, to put it jokingly, not going out or home. That is, it will work with our Wi-Fi and will pair with it via Wi-Fi Manager. At a later stage, I may change this assumption to Node MCU. Node MCU is such an Arduino of the new times for me. Cheap, useful, convenient, supported by many libraries. The Node MCU is based on the ESP8266 and offers, among other things, connectivity via Wi-Fi. In addition, there is a USB to UART converter on board to facilitate easy wired programming, although you can also change the batch over Wi-Fi. And a 3.3-volt LDO regulator to ensure a stable 3.3 volts for the ESP with 5 volts from USB. I program the whole thing in Platform IO. This has already been discussed. Clock on ESP12 and MAX7219 display. Tutorial, Part 1. Arduino OTA, Basics. Wi-Fi Manager in Platform IO. Convenient Wi-Fi configuration for ESP8266 and ESP32. Tutorial, Chassis Module. I bought the chassis module in China. I'm not sure if it has a model name by which it can be found, but basically the whole tutorial can be done on any module with tracks or even with regular wheels. It's just important to choose the right module to control the motors. You need to respect the maximum operating voltage and current. My module has space for 4 AA batteries on the bottom. These batteries are nominally 1.5 volts, so 4 times 1.5 volts equals 6 volts. But in practice, as they discharge, the voltage will drop. This is something to watch out for, because if we power a Node MCU from them with an LDO AMS1117 3.3V regulator on board, the voltage at its input must be at least around 4.6 volts, according to the datasheet note, to get a stable output. L298N module. I bought the module with the L298N from an importer in our country for a dozen zlotys, although it can be imported cheaper. The L298N is a dual motor controller operating at up to 46 volts and up to 4 amp current. Two motors can be connected to it, each motor being controlled independently. There are 3 control pins per motor, 1 enable pin and 2 in. In addition, 2 supply voltages are applied separately to L298N, one for the motors, up to 46 volts, and the other, up to 7 volts, logic. To control the motor, we need to connect the PWM to EN. This will determine the speed of the motor. Although at lower PWM settings, the motor will not start, it will only buzz. Connect the logic pins to IN1 and IN2. Manipulation of these pins will allow us to change the direction of the motor or activate braking. The specific settings are shown in the truth table. IN1, IN2, result, high-low motor on. Speed is determined by PWM on EN. Low-high motor on, backwards. Reversing. Speed is determined by PWM on EN. Low-low, fast braking of motors, when high state on EN. High-high, fast braking of motors, when low on EN. High-high, free braking of the motors, when there is a high state on the EN. 2 PWM and 4 digital pins are therefore required for two motors. The commercially available L298 module is essentially L298 plus 5-volt stabilizer. In this situation, we can specify with a jumper whether we want to give, for example, 9-volt inputs of our own and draw current from the 5 volts, or whether the stabilizer can be switched off. This is determined by the schematic. There are two potential pitfalls here, however. The 7805 has slightly lower maximum input voltages than the